Wednesday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Why is the bush not burnt? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Then he said, Do not come near. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that I have sent you when you have brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 25. At that time Jesus declared, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to babes. Yet, Father, for such was thy gracious will, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Theme: God reveals his mysteries for the little ones. From the 18th century until now, due to the advancement of science, many people think they must re-examine their faith in God. Some even suggest that when science advances more, human faith in God will no longer be needed. J. H. Newman, a Catholic convert, was very surprised when he saw many of his friends, though they were wise and intellectual, give up their faith in God. People don't know how far science can advance. It only discovers God's principles of creation and providence. People don't know how far science can advance. It could discover God's principles of creation and providence. It can never replace God, the creator of all things. Moreover, there are still more wonderful things which humans can't yet fathom. God's words today give a serious warning to people. God likes to reveal for the little and the humble. God likes to reveal to the little and the humble. In other words, The knowledge of God is received not according to human way, that is, one needs not to be wise and intellectual to know it, but with a humble attitude, only with a humble attitude. One does not need to be wise and intellectual to know it, but only have a humble attitude. The faith of simple men and women are proof of this. Today's readings show us those who are revealed by God. Today's readings show us those who were revealed by God. In the first reading, God revealed his most sacred name for Moses and handed to him the mission of liberating the Israelites from Egypt, though he confessed that he was only a lowly and unskilled man. In the gospel, Jesus praised his Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, because he hid the mysteries from the wise and the intellectual, but revealed them to the little and the lowly. Analysis Reading 1. Jesus revealed to Moses from the burning bush. God revealed himself to Moses. The author of the book of Exodus reported, "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, 'I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt.' When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, 'Moses, Moses,' and he said, 'Here am I.' Then he said, 'Do not come near. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.' And he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.'" This is one expression of God's name, which the Israelites are very familiar with and confident, because God promised to their patriarchs that he would bless and protect their descendants. The Jewish tradition believes that no one can see God and survive. This is the reason why Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. God gave Moses the mission to liberate the Israelites from Egypt. God said to Moses, "Behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" There were three difficulties that Moses faced. First, how would a shepherd with no soldiers face the mighty armies of the Egyptian king? Second, how could he make the Israelites believe that he could lead them out of Egypt? Finally, he hid from the Pharaoh. What is impossible to men is always possible for God. He said to Moses, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you when you have brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. God promised in advance to Moses that he would be victorious over King Pharaoh. The Gospel. Why can the little ones understand the mystery of the heavens? How can the little ones understand the mystery of the heaven? God likes to reveal to the young. There are several special words which we need to understand before we can understand Jesus' meaning. To hide, crypto. There are two meanings. First, to hide something so others can't see it. For example, to hide gold in a field. Second, to hide a secret so others can't discover it. For example, to hide one's origins or secret. Jesus wanted to talk about the second one. To reveal, apocalypto, which means to make a secret be known, to bring light, to bring the light which is in darkness, or to help a person to understand what they don't know or know only very little. The little nepios can indicate a child or those who don't come to an age as the law determines, or those who haven't come to the age which the law determines, example, 18 years old. St. Paul compared the immaturity of the Corinthian faithful to little ones because they still saw spiritual things with little's eyes, with little one's eyes. They still needed to be fed by milk, not by the mature food for those who had been grown up, teleios. Jesus compared the wise and intelligent, sophis and synetos, with the little, nepios, to tell the audience that they need to have a child's attitude, full of belief, humble, and eager to learn, so that he can teach them knowledge about God. A prideful and suspicious attitude may prevent them from recognizing what he wanted to reveal to them. When people receive knowledge about God, they must have a child's attitude. All are new to them. Knowledge about God. Jesus said, All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Jesus is the one who knows the Father more than anyone else. The Greek verb which was used here is epignosko, which means to know a person or a thing as he is or it is. People understand God with different degrees. Only Jesus understands God to the perfect degree. This is no surprise because he is the word logos, or God's mind. He and the Father are one. People know about God through Jesus' revelation. If God didn't choose to reveal himself to men, they may have never known him. Christ is God's revelation. He came to reveal the Father as people for people as he declared to his disciples, "He who sees, sees the Father." Moreover, in order for people to understand Jesus' revelation, they need the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, to guide them. Application in life. The true science helps us to find God, not to deny Him, because its goal is to discover God's principles in the universe. We must be careful when studying and evaluating scientific discoveries. To understand God's hidden things, we need to have a humble attitude to recognize our human limitations. An arrogant attitude may prevent us from discovering God's secrets, and He may not reveal those to ones who have such an attitude. To understand God, we need to learn from Christ, because He Himself is God's revelation. Without Christ, we shall never have the perfect knowledge about God.